I mean, Art was one of the all-time franchise greats and retired as with the most receptions in the NFL, and just what he meant to this organization and this those Super Bowl teams of the 80s and early 90s, he definitely deserves it. Hall of Famer. It's going to be a great night tonight, too.
What I loved about Art as a player is he was a lunch pail guy. He was a lunch pail and hard hat guy. Just go out there and do the job. No fancy stuff. Just go out there and do the job.
That's it. Yep. Anytime that Joe Gibbs needed him, you trust Art Monk. Over the middle, you know, stretch of defense, anything. Yeah, he was a guy that came to work every day, and he kind of epitomized that what that team was in those Super Bowl teams and how they were so close, and it was a team, what they meant to the city. So, yeah, Art is definitely, when you think of this franchise of the past and those teams, number 81 comes to mind.
Absolutely. And they're throwing back to the old uniforms back from the day.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be great.
I can't wait to see those, too. And that's something that Josh Harris and the ownership group, those are things you can control, right? I mean, obviously, you know, you can argue about the name forever, but the things that you can control and make right, which is what they're doing, and seeing these uniforms tonight, the Super Bowl era uniforms, the stripes on the helmet, and the real burgundy and real white, because what they're wearing now is not really, it's more red and white.
Yeah.
So I think that you're going to see these uniforms in rotation beginning next year. I don't know that for a fact, but I think there's a lot of speculation that these might become one of the permanent uniforms. But the fact that they're wearing them tonight is going to be great on a night where they're honoring a franchise great.
Okay, now let's get to the 60 minutes at hand here. At 3-5, the Commanders really need to do some work to stay in the playoff hunt. And if the defense is going to show up, tonight would be a very good night for that to happen.
Yeah. It would be, because, you know, you got Jackson Smith and Jigba and Sam Darnold have been pretty good for Seattle right now. And they're pretty, and you know, Washington's given up ton of big plays as of late. So, you know, but look, last week against the Chiefs, they pick off Patrick Mahomes twice, the first two possessions of the game, and the offense couldn't get in the end zone. So you want to see, you know, Dan Quinn talks about complimentary football all the time, and you'd like to see that tonight, because if the defense does step up and make plays, then you want the offense to go down and convert. And you're going to get Jaden Daniels back tonight. No Terry, but Debo will play. So they're going to need all the weapons at their disposal tonight, because Seattle is coming here. It is a long trip for them. It's Sunday night, but they are, you know, tied to top now, that NFC West. It's going to be a tough test.
Okay, we know no Terry McLaurin tonight. Who else is going to be on the shelf for tonight?
Right now, it's, you know, a couple guys questionable, but the thing one was worried about was Matt Gay, but he's going to play. Javon Kinlaw is going to play. Laremy Tunsil is questionable. Now, he did have the hamstring injury Monday night, but he was able to practice on Friday. So we'll see. I think we'll work him out pregame and see if he's ready to go. But that would be a big loss if he cannot go along that offensive line. So hoping he can.
Okay, and it's going to be such a spectacular night. Let's hope we can get the W to go along with it.
Yeah, they need it, Ian, because look, it's, you know, you've lost three straight. This is an NFC game, and this is the game. These are the games you have to win, because then the Lions come to town on Sunday, and then they go to Spain. So these next 3 weeks, very critical for this season. You don't want to let it start spiraling. You need to stop it right now at 3.